minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good morning, good afternoon, Northern Colorado. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And we're going to start this thing off the right way. We're going to joining us right off the bat. He normally joins us on a Friday. Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets, our Nuggets insider here. Nuggets lose last night. Nowhere near the story. Jamal Murray injury update sent from the Nuggets earlier this morning. Jamal Murray has been diagnosed with a torn anterior cruciate ligament of the left knee. He will be out indefinitely. Harrison, this one's tough. This one's a tough pill to swallow, especially because, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow anytime, but because of the Nuggets' goals, and I think where a lot of us thought they could truly go, this is a really, really rough day for Nuggets fans.
It really is. There's no sugarcoating it. It's a terrible injury at a terrible time for a terrible team that really seemed like they were on the verge of what could be a special season. I mean, Brady, for the first time that I've been covering the Nuggets, which has been over these last 5 years, I genuinely thought they could win a championship this year. And obviously that was contingent on a lot of things going right. It sucks because I don't think they can anymore without Jamal Murray. I still think they can potentially go on a run. But the playoff ceiling of this team really depended on Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic playing together at a super high level. And that's just not possible anymore. So it's an absolute crushing blow. It's crushing.
Harrison, I guess the obvious question, that's it for sure, right? There's no miraculous expected comeback late in the playoffs from Jamal, right?
No, he's going to be out for the season. And, he's going to have surgery, and he's going to miss, I think, a big chunk of next season as well.
Wow.
Because, you know, this is going to be a 9, 10, 11-month recovery. And the NBA is trying to get back on their regular schedule next season, I believe. So the season's on track to start next season, that is, late October, early November. That is going to push his recovery. You know, and I'm just speculating here because he hasn't had surgery yet. There hasn't been a definitive timeline released. But I would be pretty surprised if he didn't miss, you know, a couple months of next season, maybe even more.
It's just one of those things. Injuries happen, seasons end, and it's never good. It's always really devastating. But there's just certain times. There's certain teams, I guess. There's certain moments when it just seems like it's 10 times worse. And this was one of those. The Nuggets were rocking and rolling last week. You know, they go on that 8-game winning streak, as you and I talked about on Friday, and things were looking fantastic for this team. And that was without Jamal Murray for the bulk of that. Then he comes back, and after a rough Boston game, Jamal comes back for Golden State, and you know, you're hoping you can get something positive there. And it was a rough game well before that happened with Jamal Murray, which has happened in the last minute. So you just add it, man. It's a perfect recipe for something just spelling so much of a disaster for the Nuggets at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, beside that Boston game and even, you know, in that second half against the Warriors, the last couple of weeks, the vibes have been so great. The trajectory had been so great. Aaron Gordon had gotten here and was just fitting in perfectly. He was playing the exact role that Denver wanted him to on both ends of the floor. You know, Nikola Jokic, I feel like he's looked a little fried mentally over the last couple games. But, I mean, if you look at what he's done this season, he's been the best player in the league. He's been the MVP candidate. They had all the pieces. I really genuinely believe that. Yeah, that's just what makes it just that crushing.
Yeah, so now when you look at it, I mean, you look at the standings, and you know, the Nuggets are going to be a playoff team. That's not going to change, but I don't know, Harrison. Is it looking more and more like the Nuggets are going to end up playing the Lakers in the first round?
Well, that's honestly, it seemed like that was going to happen even before this injury. I mean, the Nuggets have an easy schedule remaining. So do the Clippers. So do the Jazz. So it was going to be a tall task anyway for Denver to jump, you know, into the three and maybe jump the Clippers or maybe get all the way up to the two. Now, they have a way lesser chance of doing that now without Jamal Murray. So, yeah, it does seem like a 4-5 matchup with the Lakers is likely. But Denver will continue to push. You know, they'll continue to push for a top four seed And with the schedule that they have a pretty easy schedule from here on out, a lot of home games. I think Denver can, you know, maybe keep that four seed. Look, they're going to probably insert Monte Morris into the starting lineup. Offensively, I think they're going to be fine. Defensively, I don't think they're going to see a huge drop-off. In the playoffs is really where you're going to miss Jamal Murray the most, but I don't think they're going to absolutely crater or anything over the rest of the regular season.
Harrison, I wanted to go back to this one on the specific injury to Jamal. That wasn't the other knee, right, that he was having issues with. This was the opposite.
Yeah, that's correct. He was out for four games with right knee soreness, and yeah, this was the left knee.
Wow. Now, I know you guys asked Malone in the press conference at the end. I was watching it this morning. Do you think that was one of those moves where he's putting extra weight or a little, maybe pushing more on that other knee to protect the one that was already hurt? Or was this just kind of a freak accident the way he landed?
I think it was just a freak accident. I really do. You know, he played 33 minutes in his first game coming back, but obviously, you know, the medical staff thought that was okay. Malone said he wasn't under a minute restriction last night. I just think it was a freak accident. I really do. And it's funny, if you think about it, that game was really over with 2 minutes left, and Denver was trailing by 11 points. Somehow, they got it all the way back to six, and I think that is on that possession where Jamal Murray tore his ACL. If he hits that bucket, I think they trimmed the lead to four or five. So it was really a ridiculous comeback to even get the game to that point. So you just think of all the entire situation, everything that went into Jamal going to the rim on that last play. And it's just hard to believe.
Jamal didn't want the wheelchair, pushed it away. Nobody questions this guy's toughness. I think he really proved that fact in the bubble with how, you know, banged up and everything, how he was rolling there. But what does this do now? We don't even have to talk about the physical aspect of this, but these guys are so tight, Harrison. I mean, we've talked about this rare team model that the Nuggets perhaps have, even to the rest of the NBA. I guess you could see it going one of two ways. You could see a frustrated Nuggets team carrying this the last two games on with what happened with Jamal Murray and hanging their head, or you can see a group that gets together and says, "Hey, we're gonna do it for Jamal Murray," so to speak. What do you see, man? What is the mood like, and what will that mood like be tomorrow?
You know, tomorrow I wonder if everybody's still kind of in shock. And it's kind of a weird atmosphere tomorrow, a weird game. I could see that happening. But going forward, I agree with what you were saying there at the end, Brady. I think this could be a bit of a galvanizing moment for this team, at least in the interim. Like, I could see Nikola Jokic being like, Jamal Murray, like, that was my guy. You know, me and him were the faces of this franchise over the last couple of years. If I was down, I know Jamal would pick me up and do whatever he needed to do to, you know, win something for me. So I could see Jokic turning that back around and trying to pick up the rest of his guys and really kind of shifting into a new gear right here. Because like I said, he seemed a little fried. He seemed a little out of it over these last couple of games. I wonder if this, and I think there's a good chance of this happening, if this kind of refocuses him and gets him back in gear, and, you know, the rest of his teammates go along with him. I think there's a good chance of that happening.
Well, so looking at this lineup, you said it. Now that Monte Morris has been worked back into the lineup and not really on a minute restriction, he'll slide right into that starting role, correct?
Yeah, I think he will. You know, Faku started these last couple games. Monte asked to come off the bench to get back into that reserve role. Obviously, that's what he would be in if Jamal Murray was playing. But I think the decision would be to start Monte.
Well, and I guess if you want to look at the silver lining, and not, again, you don't want to take anything from the injury, but if you want to look at this situation going forward for the Nuggets, the emergence of Michael Porter Jr., the fact that Monte Morris, before that injury, I mean, he is such an important piece to this team. So you do have some at least positives that you can take and say, all right, it's up to these guys to step up. There's no recovery for losing a guy like Jamal Murray, but you do have guys that you really, really trust, and Michael Porter Jr. has earned that maybe the last month or so, especially. But Morris is a guy that Nuggets ownership management, they love this guy. They trust this guy.
Oh, definitely. And you're going to see him play a big role going forward. But I really think the guy who gets thrust into even bigger of a spotlight here is Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, he is really going to have an opportunity here to put his stamp on the last month of this regular season and whatever Denver can make out of this playoff run. I mean, he's going to shift into, you know, that number one / number two guy on the offensive end of the floor. He's going to get a lot more touches. He's going to get a lot more shot attempts. He's going to get a lot more looks. I'm fascinated to see how he approaches it and how he kind of handles this new role. Because I feel like it's something that he's wanted, you know, but at the same time, and we've talked about this, he's really done a great job of fitting into that third scorer role alongside Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. But, you know, you've got to think in the back of your head that this is something that he can't wait to, you know, see what he can do with it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I know it's a sad thing, and it absolutely is. It sucks. It sucks for Jamal Murray. It sucks for the Nuggets. It sucks for the fans and everyone. But this is sports, unfortunately. This is that nasty part of sports. It happens all the time. Players get hurt for a significant amount of time, a year, whatever. And players, you don't want to be as a player and say, well, yeah, I want that guy to go down so I can now take this opportunity. But when it happens, you kind of have to do it. If you're MPJ, you now have no choice if you really want to see this team go deep into the playoffs and do something special, because we all know Nikola Jokic, for the most part, is going to give you greatness. You need that other guy to be consistently great, and luckily, we've seen it with Porter lately. Now can he take even another step and become kind of a household name overnight?
He's going to have every opportunity to. He's going to have every single opportunity to, and I'm excited to see what he does with it. You know, something Will Barton said earlier this season when he was kind of talking about Michael Porter Jr.'s rise and the offensive streak that he was on, you know, going back to a couple months ago, he said he was always impressed with Porter's professionalism and how he really cared about his craft. And for people who don't know, Michael Porter Jr. is a really hard worker behind the scenes. You see it with his body. He's got a great build for a second-year player. I mean, you see it with his jump shot. The guy isn't one of the best shooters in the league by accident. This guy works and works and works on his craft. So I'm excited to see, you know, what he can do in this role. And, I mean, you got to find a way to spin this in a positive light. And I think MPJ potentially taking another step and really emerging is the best path forward here.
Last one for you, Harrison. This would have been a better question for another day, and I know it's a lot of Jamal Murray focused and what happens now, but before this all happened, the Nuggets were in a weird spot. You know, that Boston game, what, 31-8, was that what it was in that fourth period? And then, of course, the meltdown again in a third period against Golden State. You have some issues specifically on the bench well before the Jamal Murray situation came up, specifically between, you know, what to do with like Paul Millsap, Jermichael Green, JaVale McGee, but also finding scoring on the bench. And now that we know Jamal Murray is done for the season, that lifts Morris up to the starting spot, as we talked about. Where are they finding that scoring on the bench?
Yeah, that's a good question. that's a really good question, Brady. When it comes to, like, the Paul Millsap, Jermichael Green, JaVale McGee thing, I think Denver eventually settled on the combo they used last night, JaVale McGee and Jermichael Green, with Millsap taking some games off every now and then, maybe getting mixed in for a couple minutes here and there. But I feel like what Michael Malone's going to have to do, especially with Jamal Murray out, is just kind of throw some stuff at the wall with that bench unit and see what sticks. You know, maybe play Will Barton more as that primary guy on the bench unit. I don't know how that's going to go because Barton's been super streaky this year, but, you know, maybe that's worth trying. So I don't really have an answer for that one.
Yeah.
I don't think Michael Malone does either. I think he's just going to have to throw some stuff out there.
It's crazy, isn't it, how a week changes things? You know, we were talking about, oh, the depth is back for this team. Well, as far as big men go, but scoring doesn't seem to be there, at least at this stage. And now, you know, you look at guys like P.J. Dozier. You look at, you know, Campazzo is not really known for being a scorer, but he's been having some nice games. So, yeah, there's going to be some guys that are going to have to find ways to do it consistently. And, it's another challenge for Mike Malone.
Yeah, the other answer is, and I don't know how confident I am in this answer, but Denver could look to add somebody. They have an open roster spot. Austin Rivers is a free agent right now. I'm not a huge Austin Rivers guy, but he can just kind of do some stuff with the ball in his hands. He can make some things happen from time to time. He's kind of cut from the same cloth as a Barton or a PJ Dozier. So if they look to make a move, maybe look to get Austin Rivers, he can potentially inject some life into that bench unit. That's not something I want to, you know, totally bank on, though.
Yeah, we just had a texter right when you were saying that, asking Austin Rivers, maybe? So, I mean, yeah it's out there that people start contemplating. Man, Harrison, it's a rough day. I know Nuggets Media, I know you guys are doing the interviews and everything every day with these guys. It's a tough blow there personally as well. But, man, like you, so many Nuggets fans out there thought this could be the year. This could be the year the Nuggets can pull it off. Still a lot of things to be resolved here, but this could be the year. Now, a dark cloud kind of looming over Denver, well, both literally and figuratively, I suppose. And now I guess it's up to guys like Nikola Jokic and MPJ to raise that level even more.
Yeah, it's a rough situation. It was a rough way to wake up this morning, but you know, through adversity, you find out some things about your team, find out some things about your roster that you didn't know before. So, you know, that's what Denver's got to look forward to, you know, from here on out this year.
Harrison, we love following you on Twitter. Love what you put together. Love the insightful stats and the stories and everything you're hitting us with. What are you working on the next couple of days that we can check out?
Yeah, so pretty much working on something that should drop tonight or tomorrow morning about how, you know, this is Michael Porter Jr.'s time to step up. I had a great opportunity for him to really take the leap. And like I was just telling you, I'm going to be excited and just kind of fascinated to see how he steps up here.
Yeah. Harrison, appreciate you, man. And we'll look to catch up with you Friday at our normal time. And we'll see what this team does on Wednesday.
Yeah. Sounds good, Brady. Talk to you then.
Thanks, man. Harrison Wend, DNVR Nuggets. It's kind of a rough go, isn't it? I mean, we were all bummed out when Von Miller went down, because you never want to see a player go down. You never want to see a great player go down, especially a fan favorite player go down. But let's face it, the Broncos were not in a position where most thought, okay, yeah, this team's going to go places. This team's going to do great things. And it was at the beginning of the season. This situation for the Nuggets is, okay, this was a great team. They were going to do something great. And Jamal's a big part of that. I've been critical of Jamal Murray. But I've never once said he's not one of the biggest parts of the Nuggets advancing to the Western Conference Finals and perhaps getting over that hump. He most certainly is. I was just kind of getting used to the fact that he's just going to be a good player that has great nights and he's going to have some off nights. But it's a killer. It is absolutely a killer. And I do put the pressure on Michael Porter Jr. I know Joker's going to give me triple-doubles. I know he's going to do it. Whether it's Jamal Murray in there or Colfax running up and down the floor with those 1970 short shorts and high socks. You know, I mean, Joker's going to do that. But now it's Michael Porter Jr. Can you be a 30-point guy? Like, that's a big question. When you say he's got to step up, I always like people to get specific. What do you mean by that? He's averaging, you know, he's getting in the 20s. What do you mean by that? I mean he's got to be a 30-point guy. He's got to be a 30-point guy and keep getting 10 rebounds a game. 23 minutes after the hour. Power to Play Sports poll question. With everything that happened the last two games, especially with Jamal Murray, will the Nuggets get out of the first round of the playoffs? They are a playoff team, no doubt. They're not going to lose that much to get knocked out of it. Will they make it past the first round? That is the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. It is also Top Text Tuesday. David Thompson signed jersey is up for grabs, man. Where we got here? We got McLean could win it today. B-Rad could win it today. Dixon could win it today. We got three guys that could potentially win it. Humble Gary has one. Bitcoin Guy has one. So three guys could take home the David Thompson jersey. A couple of guys could get closer. And some of you out there could just keep eating pitches. Keep us from giving away the signed Hall of Famer, the signed David Thompson jersey. 24 minutes after the hour. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to 970-478-1301, 478-1301. Get in the mix. Top Text Tuesday carries on. We'll be right back.
The Live United 1310-a-thon is on April 22nd. Donate up to $100 and you could win a signed Von Miller helmet. Go to unitedway-weld.org/1310athon or text KFKA, all caps, to 26989.